strain, so if you mind grabbing your note.
Fresh from the throne of glory, bright in its crystal gleam, burst out the living fountain, swells up the living stream. Blessed river, let me ever feast my eyes on thee. Blessed river, let me ever feast my eyes on thee. Stream full of life and gladness, spring of all health and peace. No hearts like thee in silence, nor happy voices cease. Tranquil river, let me ever sit and sing by thee.
Song number 537, church hymnal.
Peaceful shore, very deeply stained.
right. Again, welcome to each one that's here. We'll look to Ron for our devotions.
Good evening. Greet each one in Christ's name. For a scripture reading, I'm going to be reading out of Psalms. I'll be jumping around here and there, but for to begin with, I'm going to read Psalms 100. And it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." I trust that's what we're going to be doing here tonight, is to make a joyful noise and to come before his presence with singing. "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." How grateful can we be that that truth, the truth of God, it says it endureth to all generations. That's even in our generation today and in the future generations. "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory." So how can we have that victory? It's only through Jesus that we can have victory. Whenever we try to do things in our own strength, it's a sure way to fail. So we have to look to Jesus, and if we go all the way with him, then we can have that victory. A few verses in 106. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Who of us don't need that mercy? We all need that mercy that God has given, and we can be so thankful and grateful that we can have that mercy. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." So, because that we are redeemed people, it says here that we need to say so. We need to let others know what the Lord has done for us, and that there is victory in Jesus, and we need to share it with others. Verse 31, it says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works of the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders." "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. For he hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." How thankful am I that the Lord has compassion. And I think as Jesus showed compassion, he was called the man of compassion. And that compassion that he had, we should also try to share that and have a compassion to those around us. And one last verse here in Psalms 86, verse 15, it kind of sums up all in one verse here what about the mercy of the Lord and His truth. It says, But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and in truth. I truly am thankful for that mercy and the long-suffering of our God. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, we just thank Thee for Your word. We just thank Thee that we could go to Your word and to be encouraged, and help us to apply Your word to our hearts and to our lives, and to tell others about Your love and Your compassion. We just pray that Thou would be with our service this evening, be with each one that has part. We just pray that as we sing these praises and thankfulness to You, that You could accept it, this Lord. Just go with us, Father, now. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Children, you can come forward here and stand here in the front, and Caitlin, I believe, will be leading you.
Thank you very much, children. I don't always get to see you so well from the back there, so it's great to be up here and just to see and listen. And some of you have some great big smiles on your face, so that's great. And some of you get to do it all over again on Saturday, so we're looking forward to that. If we could sing song number 75 in the church hymnal, and I'll take one selection after this. Song number 75 in the church hymnal. Song number 25 in church hymnal.
Seems like tonight, from this perspective, I'm hearing a lot of young voices, so good job.
Our tongue, call thy praise, we for thee.
to announce it, but if Adriana's group wouldn't mind coming up now. Thank you very much. Let's sing song number 31. And again, I'll take one selection after this. Song number 31. Turkey, sorry.
Thank you.
445?
Church hymnal. Song number 445.
To announce it, but Lyle, if it works for you and your group, if you don't mind coming up right now.
Gerald called me this afternoon. I wasn't quite sure what to think or what to do, and he said he wanted our family to sing, and I was like, well, I don't know if there's any really we have good enough to sing up front here with everyone, so in front of everyone. So I was like, well, what about if we go and have some other people help us? And our neighbor passed away. Some of you might know him, Junior Cornelius. He had passed away, and his funeral or graveside service was on Tuesday, about the only day that was really decent to have a funeral or a grave service in outside. So, and they asked us to sing there as a family. Well, Junior's son-in-law works for David, so I thought it was a real good blending opportunity there to have David and Rachel and Katri helped helped on Tuesday afternoon then to sing there. So we thought, well, we'll just bring all together here and we'll just do it again. So we're going to sing two songs. I think the first one we'll sing is God is Our Refuge, which is a little bit of a new one for us. So we'll see how it goes. We did not sing this one there. We sang Amazing Grace and Nearer Still Nearer there at the Graveside Service. But we're going to sing God is Our Refuge and then also then Nearer My God to Thee.
Save our
you very much, David's Lyles, for sharing, and Lyle for getting that together. Appreciate it. And everybody that took part tonight, I appreciate it. You have no idea what a relief it is when you hear a positive and affirmative answer. So thank you very much. Take one more selection after this, and then we'll look to the chorus for at least three songs. Let's see what they have for us. So anybody have a selection?
412 in the Christian hymnal.
All right, 412 in the Christian hymnal. After they're done.